a real deal. I'll shoot your liver out and hand it to you.
I scoured to the ends of the earth, and I found the biggest loser in the entire world to join me today. Jim Telfer, what's up, man?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
Oh, I got my first shot in. You know, we got to start the trash talking right away.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You win two in a row, and now all of a sudden you're the kings of pool again.
Wait, who won two in a row?
Yeah, the other team. I can't remember.
Yeah. Could you? Who's the other team? Could you let us know?
Yeah, USA. I think it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's us, right?
That's you. Yeah. You're welcome to it. It's okay. You just make sure you keep it clean because we want it back at the end of the year.
We're currently drinking Captain and Fireball out of it as we speak. You know, actually, I've only been to two Moscone Cups in my entire life, and I'm 2-0, so I think I'm the lucky charm.
Yeah, I was 9-0 until you started showing up. Yeah.
Well, if you pay me a large sum of money, maybe I won't show up next year, even though I already have
my
tickets.
No. I need to be there from when we win it back.
Mm. Oh, you think that's how it works, huh?
That's how it works.
Yeah. Well, I guess at this point, everybody knows that we're just a couple of bantering idiots and we don't actually have much to offer. But you would be wrong because we do have lots to offer, don't we, Jim?
Yes, it's going to be amazing.
So, of course, just about everywhere in the world is shut down right now and there's not a lot of pool content out there. So we are going to put together a really, really cool matchup. We are going to be calling this the Moscone Style Cue It Up Cup, which is exciting.
I can't wait. I've got my team. I've got the schedule. Oh, we're so ready for this.
Yes. We can jump right into describing what it is. And what this is going to be is a team event themed, which U.S. versus Europe. And we're going to have our five players. Europe's going to have their five players. Two pros per team with one female required. And our team is all knotted down. So if you've been spending time on Facebook and you go to the podcast page, you will already be able to see what the teams are. But we're going to keep you in suspense because I don't know. We'll give it an announcement a little bit. You probably already know.
Yeah, my team is pretty easy to pick, to be fair. I mean, we've just like fans and pros in Europe, we're spoiled for choice.
Yeah, and all the pros wanted to play. I mean, you had to turn away a bunch.
I won't give any names, but I had to turn away a world pool master. I had to turn away a former world champion. But I've got myself a Hall of Famer instead.
Never heard of her.
Yeah. Oh, everybody'll know. Everybody's going to know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we're going to get around to that very soon. But we're going to start with the format. And the format is going to be basically a Moscone Cup-styled event. So we're going to have 9-ball. It's going to be on the big tables. We are going to be playing all of the same rules except for 9 on the spot. And you can use any rack. It doesn't have to be the triangle. And that's basically it. We're going to play a game against the ghost. And if you run out, you get 1 point. If you do not run out, you get 0 points. And you are going to be playing against an opponent. And then once your rack is done, your opponent gets to go. And if your opponent breaks and runs out the rack against the ghost, then they get the point. And then you go back and forth. And once the first person reaches 5, the match is over, which is exciting.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. And it's going to be exactly the same as a Moscone Cup. It's going to be a race to 11. We're going to have a team match where all 5 players play. We're going to have 9 doubles matches. And we're going to have 10 singles matches.
And you're going to be able to get to watch all of this as the viewer if you want to. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to basically get all of these in a giant meeting, and I'm going to be cycling back and forth between all of the games, and then I'm going to take that video. I'm going to do a little bit of producing to it in the middle, and then I'm going to live stream it to Facebook so you can watch it as it happens, which is going to be pretty exciting, I think.
Yep. It's going to be as close, and these times the way things are going just now, it's going to be as close to a possible match as you're going to get. So if everything goes to plan, we've done our testing. We've looked at the streams. If everything goes to plan, it's going to be pretty awesome, I reckon.
Yeah, and it's going to be some pretty high-quality pool, too. We got, like I said, we got two pros in this on both sides, and we have a bunch of players who, you know, they're not scrubs. They're, you know, lower 700, upper 600 level players. So, and both teams, I should say, they were picked by me, and they were picked by Jim. So Jim picked Team Europe, I picked Team America, and we will also be captaining our teams.
Yep. Yeah, like I said, I just reached out to as many people as I could over here in Europe who had their own table or who had access to a table and could do the live stream. And I was surprised. I was inundated by people. I had to leave out some pretty good players to get my team together. But I'm very happy with who I've got.
And so you kind of hinted there. There's a lot more players on the back burner if we want to do another one of these. So,
Yeah. I have a second team already if necessary.
Yeah. So if anybody out there really, really, really likes this and wants to see some more of this during the shutdown, be sure to reach out to myself, Jim, anybody, and let us know. And I don't see a reason why we couldn't do more of these in the future if this one goes smoothly.
I'm more than happy to give Team USA a chance at revenge.
I see what you did there. You implied that we were going to lose. Ah, that's witty. That's a very witty thing you just did there, sir.
Hey, we're pretty funny over here.
Yeah, right. Well, okay, let's transition now to the actual teams. So, Jim, why don't you give your first player first, and we'll go back and forth in an exciting reveal style way.
Okay. Well, like you mentioned, we wanted to go with two pros out of the five and have a lady on the team. So I decided to make that quite easy and choose a lady pro as my first player. And my first pick from Belarus is Margaret Fefilova. Multiple-time national champion, multiple-time Euro Tour winner, and an absolute killer on the table. I'm sure most of you have seen, most of the people that are listening in have seen her drills that she does. So yeah, I'm pretty confident she can pick as many points out as needed.
I got to watch her play a little bit yesterday while we were doing the live stream, and I seen her miss 2 8-balls. So does that make you nervous at all watching, you know, your teammates just shooting balls straight into the rail like that?
Well, the difference is that, you know, when she's playing her matches, she's not going to have you shouting at her.
That's true. Well, I don't know. I might be. Who knows?
I'm not worried.
So I will take it from there, and that seems like a perfect transition into my first women's professional. I did the same thing that you did. I decided a women's professional would be a good way to kill a couple birds with one stone. And my female professional is the current WPBA women's number one player in the world, Jennifer Beretta. And I am super excited to have her. She's obviously a huge grinder and, you know, some of the best mechanics in the entire world. And she's just wins. So I can hear you. You're kind of quivering through the microphone.
Well, when I spoke to her today and I saw her on the stream when we were testing it, she did look nervous, I have to admit.
Yeah, nervous about this potential murder charge that she's about to get for destroying you guys so much.
Oh, well, okay. We'll see.
And of course, because this is a Moscone Cup style event, we got to have lots of trash talk. It's nothing personal. We both know Jim and I hate each other passionately. And, you know, what we say on this podcast isn't going to change any of that. So that's why Jim and I trash talk so much.
There's no point in us pretending to be friendly. Nobody's going to believe it anyway.
So why don't you take it over from here? Let's hear your second player.
Okay, you seemed very confident and happy about your last pick there. So
I had to because I knew this one was coming next. I had to.
I'll go straight for the throat. I'll go straight for the jugular with my next pick. My second pro, I thought. Well,
let's,
you know,
put that in quotations.
I've got a masters winner who's been in contact with me. I've got a load of national champions, European champions that have been in contact with me. You know what? I'm going to take a Hall of Famer, a multiple world champion, a Masters winner, a Moscone Cup legend, the one, the only, Darren Dynamite Appleton is on my team.
Who? Who's that? I've never heard of him.
Oh, you're speaking to me. Oh, I thought you were speaking to somebody else here. You've never heard of it. Well, there you go. Then I'm confident you know you do not know anything about pool, and my team is going to win easily.
Yeah, that's not even a good joke. I can't even make that joke. Darren is such a legend.
How about that? Darren Appleton on Team Europe. Might be last chance to play in a Moscone.
Ooh, taking the shots at his own team now. Poor Darren. Ooh. Yeah, I can't even make a joke about Darren. I mean, he's been such a pivotal pool player in like the last 15 to 20 years of, like, I can't even make a joke about him. His resume is just too impeccable for me to actually make jokes about him.
It's crazy what he managed to do in 10 years.
Yeah,
I don't think there's another pool player on the planet that reaches legendary status in such a short period of time. Crazy.
Yeah, and it seems to be a pretty stand-up guy, too. I met him a little bit last year in London. I got to actually play Scotch doubles against him. And it was at like 4 a.m. at the local snooker club. And it was, you know, he treated you the same way there as if, you know, that he treated me today on the call. He seems like a pretty genuine stand-up guy.
Yes, top guy, Darren.
And he made fun of you, which made me even happier. I mean, he hates you, seemingly.
He enjoys that. Making fun of me.
Anybody who makes fun of Jim, I'm, you know, they're best friends.
You're down with that. Yeah.
I'm okay.
So how are you going to match that one?
Well, I am going to throw up, and I don't know this player all that well. Let's start it off with there. But he is actually the inspiration for this podcast that I do right now. And I feel like I may have told this story on the podcast before, but I'll tell it again right now. This guy right here, I was having a discussion at a local pool room that I frequent, and I brought up his name, and the person I was talking to was like, "Well, who's that guy?" And I'm like, "Really? You don't know him?" And he's like, "Nah, I've never heard of him." And I asked a couple of people around, and I ended up asking like four or five more people, and only one of them knew who he was, which is crazy because the dude is an absolute monster, but he's very soft-spoken, so it kind of makes sense. My next player is the inspiration to the podcast. I'm a huge fan of his game. He's an ultimate grinder, and I will announce Rob Saez as my second pro. He is nothing but a grinder. He just makes balls. He just runs out. He doesn't do anything super flashy. He's just a great top-notch pool player that I'm excited to be able to play with.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
it's getting tasty.
Yes. Now we can go to all the peasants, the non-pro players.
Oh, I've only got one peasant on my team.
Ah, I got a feeling he's coming right now. Is his name Jim?
No. We leave the worst to last. My next player is another legend of the game, or certainly a legend in my age group. He's won, I think,
100 plus.
It's getting there, getting close. But he can still crack a ball. Don't worry about him. I think he's won 10. Maybe I might be doing him an injustice. 10 European championships at seniors level. He's one of the top players in Portugal. And my third pick is Mr. Enrique Correa.
Another guy that I got to meet today. He just seems like a really genuine dude. And he's funny.
He is a funny little man. And he looks funny when he's playing. But you watch those balls hit the back of those pockets, no problem. This guy has cojones.
Yeah, he seemed to be a pretty fun dude to chat with. I'm excited to get to talk to him and try to shark him while he's, you know, shooting balls into the rail. Should be fun.
You can't shark him. He's used to winning. He's a born winner, this guy. He doesn't lose.
Bummer. Well, I guess I'll just have to settle on focusing all my energy on you. You're sharkable.
That's fine. No problem. I'm easy to shark. I'll fold.
Yeah. Okay, well, I will take it over from here, and I will announce my next player. And everybody should know him already. He is a regular on the podcast. He is joined the podcast as a co-host now. And I will announce my next player as Demetrius Gelatis. So I gave him the invite. I told him the format of what we're going to be playing. And he's like, "All right, cool. I'm going to go down in the basement and I'm going to practice." Lo and behold, I get a text message about 45 minutes later. "Nate, I think I have a problem. My camera's not working very well. And I can't get it to focus on the table. And it just looks white." "Okay, Demetrius, did you try this?" "No, I've got somebody coming over the other day." "Oh, and by the way, I just beat the 9-ball ghost with that format, 9-0-9-0. So I don't know. What do you want me to do now? Do you want me to keep practicing?" That's the conversation I had with Demetrius. That's the kind of guy he's, you know, that's coming on my team, on Team USA. And he's just going to kick some Europe butt, you know, just 18-0 against the nine ball ghost with the nine on the spot. I mean, what more can you ask from?
Let's see. They're all good players. Let's just see how they perform under the television lights.
And I should give plugs to my players, and you can do this absolutely on your side as well. If you ever want to play pool like Demetrius, you know, 18-0 against the nine ball ghost, he does have a boot camp that he runs out of his place, out of his home, and he does it full time. So you know you're going to get 100% attention out of him. If you're ever interested in his boot camp and shooting like him, mnpoolbootcamp.com, or just listen to the podcast more and you can hear more about what he does. He's a great dude for the game. So absolutely.
Cool. Okay. Is it my turn again?
I guess it's your turn.
Okay. Well, we're doing this because of the coronavirus that's going around and everybody's kind of quarantined, or there's different rules all throughout Europe and throughout the world and what you can and can't do. And certainly here in Europe, one of the country that was the hardest hit up till now was Italy. So I was very happy when I was contacted by one of the top Italian players asking if he joined the team. And that was a no-brainer for me. So I'm very happy to announce a multiple national champion. Massimiliano Cosso is my fourth pick from Italy.
This is the guy who would rather play pool tournaments all day than join into the meetings where we talk about all the details. That guy?
He's practicing and he has my permission to do so.
You haven't kicked him off the team yet? We can't even contact the guy. How are we supposed to get him on the team? What if he's playing a pool tournament the day of?
It's very simple. I say, Max, when the lights go on, pot the balls. Simple. That's all he needs to know, and that's all he's going to do.
Well,
it's not an issue.
Well, all I'm saying is if he's got a pool tournament, you know, the morning of, and, you know, he's got to finish it out, that's an automatic forfeit. That's, you know.
He knows to be ready. Don't worry about Massimilio.
No, and I got to see him hit a couple balls. He looks like a player. He looks definitely a player.
He'll be all right. He'll be okay. Don't worry about him.
Well, I can move on to mine. And this is a Wisconsin guy originally, and he is now living in Texas, and he is making some of the best break cues that you can actually get out there, and he's calling them the rocket launcher. And he is actually going to be donating one of those to this match, which we will talk about later on. So if you want to get your hands on one, pay attention, and we'll teach you how to we'll tell you how to do that in a little bit. But my next player is going to be the Rocket, John DeMet. Dude has been playing a ton of pool lately. He's been playing a lot of those internet tournaments. He's currently playing against, he has to play against the 12 ball ghost online, and he's still winning these tournaments. I saw he won two tournaments in the last week, having to play against the 12 ball ghost when people are playing against the 6 ball ghost, and he's still beating them up. So,
okay,
dude can play a little bit. Dude can play a little bit.
I expect nothing else. I don't expect you to be sending rubbish players my way. I know you're sending me good players.
For sure, for sure.
Okay, me again?
Never heard of her. Who's that?
Ah, right, my fifth player. Yeah, who else? If I'm going to be doing this, I organize every year at Moscone, I organize a fans match, and I don't get to play in it. People won't let me, and I don't have time for when I'm organizing everything. So I thought, well, this one I'm going to play in. So the fifth player for Team Europe, my only opportunity to pull on a European shot, I would imagine, is me, Jim Telfer.
And what's your claim to fame? Did you get like 9th through 12th in a tournament once or something?
A few youth tournaments.
Yeah, a couple of youth tournaments, yeah. Yeah, you played. Yeah, you were 65 when you played in those, right? You were playing against a 12 and under division?
Yeah. I just bought them off. I just filled them full of candy till their sugar levels were so high, and that was it.
Smart. Not only are you a completely average player, you're smart too. Nice.
I am. Yeah. Don't worry about me. As you will have read on the internet, whenever I go live, I have 12-inch pockets. So, you know, it's not easy to miss.
Well, all joking aside, Jim definitely plays some really, really strong, solid pool. He's not going to be a weak link by any stretch of the imagination here. And I only say weak link because now I'm getting to my last player. And I should say with Jim... Jim said that he's always organized these in the past, and that's the reason why he hasn't been able to play. It's just too much work. I am going to try, I think, to play, produce, and do all the stuff to make sure that this all goes smoothly without a hitch. There's a lot of time from now until then, and we're going to do a trial run in the coming days. And I'm going to decide at that point in time whether or not I think it's feasible for me to play in this or not. So I'm going to give two shout-outs here, one for myself as being the fifth player. But if I'm not able to do this, I am going to be bringing on a local junior champion from Wisconsin, Caden Hunkins. And Caden has, you know, he just wins everything. He's won the BEF, I think, the last 2 years in a row. He's an Atlantic Cup player every single year. He's one of the shining spots for the Team USA. I think he's 17 years old now. And, you know, he just runs out from everywhere. He won the state masters division in the state of Wisconsin this year in eight ball. I mean, he's not playing against, you know, 16-year-old kids there. He's playing against the best players the state of Wisconsin has to offer. So the kid is definitely, he's up and coming. And anybody out there that's a sponsor, for sure, you got to be watching this kid for the future, because I think he's still, for the most part, unsigned as far as a player. I think he's got a partial deal with somebody, but he's going to be somebody you're going to want to watch out for. With that being said, I'm going to try and run it. I don't know that it's going to happen. We're going to see. So I might be there might be some homeless guy who shoots balls into the rail all the time, and that would be me. Or there might be some young kid who just never misses, and, you know, he rubs the paint off the back of the pockets every shot. Who knows?
Okay.
So those are the teams. I hope.
I'm still not worried.
Yeah. Sure you're not. Yeah. So if that doesn't get your blood pressures up with excitement, this is all going to be happening next Saturday. It's going to start. So the 19th. So that would be what, the 25th?
25th. Yep.
And it's going to be starting at 11 Central Time U.S., 12 Eastern. We'll get to, because this is going to be Europe and America, there's going to be a lot of different times thrown out there. Just make sure that whatever time you're looking at, it's the right for your time zone. But 11 Central, 12 Eastern for the U.S. And you want to give your time zone times?
Yep, it'll be 7 p.m. UK time and 6 p.m. UK time, 7 p.m. Central European time. And for my Belarusian lady, that will be 8 p.m.
This is all going to be streamed every single day. It's going to be from start to finish. It's going to be streamed to the Cue It Up podcast page. I figured that'd be the easiest since I'm going to be streaming it. Seems like a good place to stream it to. We already got a pretty good base of fans there that really engage with the posts regularly. So should be a good place to check it out. And there's going to be a bunch of players. I mean, this is some of these players you definitely know, you definitely have heard of, you watch all the time. And then some of them are, you know, top regional players that you might not get to see very often, but they are absolute monsters at the table. And they're, you know, don't come expecting people running to the three ball and, you know, missing a 6-inch shot. I mean, these are some top players here. So this should be a really, really good event to be able to watch.
Yeah. And it's also people playing on their own tables as well, which means it gives everybody a little bit of an advantage. So I'm expecting there to be some good pull. I'm not expecting a lot of misses. It's going to be down to whoever handles the pressure, I guess.
For sure. And we did kind of give a mention for format earlier, but there are a couple tweaks to the format that I think are going to be really fun. So the first day, we're going to do, just like the Moscone Cup, we're going to start out with the team event, and that's going to be the same format. It's going to be, you know, each person gets a game, and it's the first to five. So if Team Europe gets up and shoots five straight balls into the rail and Team USA breaks and runs five racks, we just won 5-0. I only say that because that's probably going to happen. Yeah, I'm predicting it here now. The last day, we're going to do something completely different, but I think really fun. And this was Jim's idea. So, Jim, I'll give you a little bit of credit. Nice work.
Well, thanks.
Well, actually, why don't you just take it away? Why don't you describe it?
Okay, yeah, on day four, as in day four by a Moscone Cup, it's all singles. So everyone plays a singles match. The team captains make the selection on the order they want, so everyone gets paired off against each other. And you get 20 minutes, both players playing at the same time, starting at the same time, 20 minutes. When the 20 minutes is up, you count up who had won the most racks against the Ghost in that 20 minutes, and that team gets the points. And you do that five times, 5 points.
Yeah, so it's going to be two players playing back-to-back, both on the stream. You're going to be able to see both sides. There's going to be a scoreboard. you know, counting up the racks. There's going to be another scoreboard with the overall score. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be, I think, a really exciting twist to pool that is maybe never been seen before. So I think it's going to be a really cool addition and should be exciting, especially if the matches are close. You know, if it comes down to a minute left and you're tied and you both got one opportunity to crack the rack for, you know, a break and run for the win, it should be fun. And I think we actually never talked about tiebreakers, so maybe we should talk about this right now. How is that going to work if they both end up with, let's say, seven racks? Do you think they should just play one?
Half a point each. That's the way it goes. It's a draw. Half a point each.
A point each. Woof.
Yeah.
Well, that could be fun.
Yeah. A draw is a draw. Why not?
Well, that could theoretically, you could end up having... No, you could still work out to 10-10 with the captain's choice. The problem would be if we get to 10-10, hill, and we got a tie then.
If we get... I think if we get to 10-10, there'll be a captain's choice. Both captains pick one player to play that match. And then we have a tiebreak situation at the end. If that one ends up as a draw, then we give both players another 5 minutes, or...
We could just chop the trophy in half. We just take a saw to it and just cut it right down the middle. Half to Europe, half to the U.S.
No, you're getting none of this trophy.
Oh, well, I'm trying to get as much as I can.
You're getting it's all coming this way. It's all coming this side of the pond.
That'll be fun. We can cross that bridge maybe when we get to it. That would be exciting.
Yeah.
At that point,
we can come up with something.
Yeah. At that point in time, it doesn't matter what you choose. It's going to be exciting. Yeah.
If we get to a tiebreak game, if we get to 10-10, I don't think it really matters what we do. It's going to be good fun to watch that last match.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. For sure. So, to add to the excitement on all of these days, we are going to have, I'll start here. This is going to be a free stream. We're basically just doing it to get some content out there. We're not trying to do it to, you know, for any other reasons besides that. We have no bet in between any of the players. We're not doing it for, you know, we don't have $1,000 up to their $1,000. Whoever wins it splits it. We're just doing it to basically get some content out there to the viewers in a really exciting, or what we think is a really exciting way. But we are going to do some raffles along the way. And I can't use the R word apparently because somebody gets mad when you do that. But basically we have had some sponsors and we'll announce these as we go because we're still working on the details for a lot of these, but we're going to have sponsors. And after all 4 days, so Saturday through Tuesday, at the end of every day, we are going to count any donations that were made to the podcast in increments of $5. And you are going to be included into the giveaways for that day. So if you put out $10 and you're the only person that in the world that does $10, you are going to win every prize for that day. And we're hoping to have one, two, maybe even three or four different unique gifts for that day that range in the prices of a cut, you know, maybe 20, 30 bucks all the way up to what's our highest prize right now. We have $400 that we have approved of right now. So there's going to be some really significant prizes out there that can be won at the end of every single day. And every single day will have unique prizes. So if you didn't win on day one, you could still win on day two, three, or four. And with this style of we're going to try and actually get different sponsors involved so we can get some of the players who play in this a little bit of coinage for basically taking 4 days out of their life to do this. So anybody who has something to give away, or you know, a product that you want to get some advertising for, we will absolutely throw your logo up on the stream and, you know, we'll raffle off some of your prizes. So feel free to reach out to myself, Jim, anybody involved, and, you know, you can really get some good advertising out of this.
Yeah. Everything is more than welcome. And, we're hoping that this is a big success and that we can do more of them in the future. We don't know for how long we're going to be in this situation. So it might be nice to, you know, I know that I've got other players that were definitely interested in playing. I think after this that Team USA is going to have a load of players that are interested in playing if it's a success. So even if we can just build up a little bag where we can then pay for to set up a second event and make any improvements that we feel necessary or any other ideas, we're happy to do that again, you know.
For sure. We're not trying to make this into a giant event that's, you know, just a big money grabbing event. It's not a business. Just for fun. Yep. It's just for fun that we're doing this to get some content out there. And this is a way of you know, not only giving some of the people who are watching this an opportunity to win some really awesome prizes, but to, you know, just to get the people who are giving up 4 days of their life, you know, make a couple bucks for doing it. So absolutely. If you're interested, you can partake in those any or all days. It's not going to be required. The stream will be free and you could just hang out and watch the entire event. It should be a lot of fun.
That's the idea behind it.
Yep.
Yep.
Now, lastly, we will talk a little bit more about the actual what's going to actually go on to the stream itself. So it's going to be the matches, of course. It's going to be each individual table of the person that's playing. While the person's playing, the other person is racking their balls, getting ready to start once the person who is currently shooting finishes the rack or misses a ball. So it's going to be constant action, bouncing from table to table. It should be a lot of fun. It should be really interesting. But we're also going to be doing commentating for this as well. We're trying to get a couple big names in for a day or maybe a couple segments of the
big
match.
Big names.
Yes, big names. Yes, big names. We will not disclose who they are yet because we're not sure if it's going to happen, but we're hoping. But regardless, there will be commentary for the entire event. So if nothing else, Jim and I will be jumping on there. I know Darren Appleton said that he wanted to do some. Jennifer Beretta said that she wanted to do some. So you're going to get some top players with some top commentary. And it's just going to be a full production. It's going to be exciting from start to finish, I think.
Yep, definitely.
Like I said, we are going to be doing a trial run for this before we actually start. And we believe that that is going to be Tuesday. Now, this is going to be a trial run just to try to work out all of the bugs, make sure that everything's running smoothly, make sure the audio is good, the picture's good, all of that stuff, as well as, you know, actually trying to create an actual production out of this. So we are not going to be live streaming that, but if you are somebody who would want to watch this and give feedback on it, so basically like telling us whether the audio levels are good, the picture quality, all that stuff, we can make a private viewing for some people to basically be able to join it, but we will not be doing a live thing to everybody. So if you would like to have exclusive ability to watch this, you're going to get to be able to watch Jennifer Beretta, Darren Appleton, Jim, myself, Margaret, Rob Saez, all these players. You're going to get to watch us basically spar against each other and maybe even get some behind the scenes stuff that you don't normally get to see. Because a lot of these players know each other, they're friends. It should just be a fun, unique experience that you're not going to get anywhere else as far as really getting to see people have fun with each other and play some pool. So,
and maybe for all you gamblers out there who are undoubtedly going to try and make some wagers on who's going to win individual matches, it might give you an early insight into the level of the play that you're going to see.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I've already seen on Facebook a few people say, okay, who's got interest on USA, who's got interest on Europe. So I think there's going to be some action out there. So maybe if you want to send your name through to myself, or to probably better to Nate, to say that you would like to be involved in the private showing for the tests, maybe you get a little bit of inside information on who to bet on.
For sure. And yeah, it's just going to be basically us working through some bugs, but you're going to get to watch some really high quality, interesting pool too. And you're going to get to check out the format of it too. So if you're interested in watching this on Tuesday, it should be in the morning sometime, and you can just reach out to me. I will give you basically the ability to watch it exclusively. So for sure, reach out, let me know. And other than that, I think that pretty much wraps up everything that we had to talk about today.
That was pretty much it. Yeah.
We are going
to smash you.
Well, we are going to request respectfully that you let us win.
Okay. And I respectfully decline.
So now I will respectfully kick you in the balls when I see you in London in a couple months.
Are you going to be in London?
Of course I'm going to the Moscone
Cup,
you fool.
You're
going to
definitely be there?
Oh, I already booked my tickets. So, I mean, unless they shut down all the airports, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to bring tomatoes this year. I'm going to chuck them across the room when I see you cheering Europe.
Oh, mate. You'll miss?
Probably. But I know, I got a feeling it's going to be 95% European fans because you're... You know, this will be like
You'll
your last gasp.
You will hit a European. Oh,
yeah. Yes. Yes. That's my point. This will be like your guys' last gasp effort to like hold on to any chance of winning in the near future. You lost badly 2 years in a row. If you lose 3 years in a row, I mean, what is that going to, that's just going to completely demoralize your entire, like the entire continent of Europe. You'll probably just give up, right? You won't even feel the team anymore from there.
Well, you lost 8 years in a row and you didn't give up.
Well, let's not talk about the dark days.
Yeah, but, you know,
don't bring up the ancient history. We gave you a European to help you. That's true. Johan was a good dude. He helped out a lot.
But now you've got Jeremy. I'm sure Jeremy will do a very good job.
Oh, Jeremy's the best. Speaking of which, just kidding. Yeah, so I guess we can leave it there, Jim. Thanks for joining me. This will be the only time you ever get on this podcast. I'm probably going to have to like disinfect the podcast for weeks to try to get your stench out of it. It's going to be terrible.
Proper celebrity status me now.
Yeah, somehow you got popular in the last like month, and I don't understand.
I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know either. I feel like a Kardashian.
Yeah, I don't. How did you make that video? There's the fillers, and there's David Al-Qaeda's on there. There's Jeremy Jones, and then all of a sudden there's Jim Telford. Like, what the hell is this guy doing on this stream?
Pool family, mate. It's not only about the pros. It's about everybody. That's what this match is about as well. It's not just about the pro players. We're one big pool family.
Oh,
and
that's such a good transition. I about puked in my mouth a little bit, but that was really heartfelt and that was cute.
Yeah. There you go. Eh? See, that's the kind of things you say if you want to get involved in these kind of videos and stuff.
Oh, and that's where we're at right now.
That's where we're at.
This is going to be a fun event. If this podcast may suck, but the event will not.
Let's hope so.
Should be lots of fun. So again, I'll give the dates. It is starting next Saturday, the 25th, and it will be going 4 days, every day at the same time from 11 o'clock local time or central time, my time, to whenever it's done. So maybe 3, 4, 5 hours. It should be some really good pool content to fill the void and, you know, give you something to do for a little while. If you're sitting at home, you know, watching your plants grow, it'll give you something to do besides that. Should be a lot of fun.
Tune in, everybody.
Yep, absolutely.
What else are you going to do? Yeah.
So with that, Jim, I do appreciate you as much crap as I talked about you today. I do appreciate getting to chat with you anytime I can. And thanks for coming on to the podcast today.
No problem. Okay. I will speak to you soon. Yeah.
Yes, sir.